I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn is suing to get back on June's primary ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Friday that the Republican incumbent from Colorado Springs used invalid petition workers to gather signatures to make the ballot. Lamborn's campaign filed a federal suit yesterday, saying the ruling violates the First Amendment rights of the congressman and his constituents, and that the state law requiring signature gatherers to live in Colorado violates the U.S. Constitution. Lamborn is also seeking an injunction which would require his name be placed on the ballot. If you're an allergy sufferer and you're sneezing a bit more this year, you're not alone. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner has more.
At least 50 million Americans suffer from allergies every year, and a common trigger is plant pollen.
We're seeing earlier springs and in some cases later falls.
Louis Ziska is a plant physiologist with the USDA. He says that seasonal change means pollen is around for a lot longer. Why this shift? Global warming. And that's only part of the equation, he says. Plants are also responding to climate change by pumping out a larger volume of pollen. He looked at the infamous allergenic plant ragweed.
And what we found was that in an urban area, the average ragweed plant, because of the higher CO2 levels and the warmer temperatures, was producing about 10 times as much pollen as the average plant growing, let's say, in the country.
He says if CO2 emissions continue to rise, our allergy problems may only get worse. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.